Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Leaker arrested. Mitch McConnell considering retiring. A Florida abortion ban, and the Tampa Bay Rays about to break a 138-year-old record. It's all coming up, then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, the FBI arrested a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman in leaking classified documents, which presumably means they're real. The New York Times reports that he is the leader of an online group called Thug Shaker Central, and he shared the intelligence with the 20 or 30 men that are in that group, and then one of those men shared them in a public forum. Do a lot of 21-year-olds in the Air National Guard have the highest security clearance? What's that about? Word on the street is that Mitch McConnell might be retiring from the U.S. Senate. On March 8th, at a fundraiser at a D.C. hotel, he fell, got a concussion. He said he'll be back to work on Monday, but some other top men in the Republican Party are reportedly telling senators to prepare for a new leadership vote. There's some fascinating political gamesmanship if he does retire, because the governor would get to appoint the replacement, but the governor of Kentucky is inexplicably a Democrat. But the Republican-controlled state legislature recently passed a bill that requires the governor to choose someone from the party of the senator who's resigning. So he would have to choose a Republican. Now, when they passed that bill, the Democrat governor vetoed it, but then the veto was overruled by the legislature. So a Republican will replace that seat. Speaking of a Republican supermajority, Florida lawmakers voted to ban abortion at 6 weeks. The New York Times framed it as a ban that would end Florida's long-held role as a destination for women from across the Deep South seeking abortions and force them to travel further to states such as North Carolina or Illinois for care. Oh, heavens no. Democrats in Florida offered dozens of amendments. They were all voted down. Protesters shouted, "Hands off our bodies." Last year, Florida's abortion ban was 24 weeks. Last spring, they lowered it to 15, and now they keep chipping away. Beautiful. Also in Florida, an LGBTQ plus group said, "We took the extraordinary step of issuing a travel advisory, warning of the risks posed to the health, safety, and freedom of those considering short or long-term travel or relocation to the state for LGBTQ people." A travel warning, like it's Yemen or something. Stephen Miller responded, "Yes, gay men, please be advised to stay away from Miami Beach at all costs. There may be dangerous encounters of extreme sunshine, coconut oil, rollerblading, and fun tiki bars ahead. Do not proceed." Speaking of Florida, the Tampa Bay Rays are on the verge of breaking a 138-year-old record. Only two other teams have opened the season 13-0. The longest win streak of any Major League Baseball team at any point in the season is 26 games. The 1916 New York Giants. So the Rays are halfway there. I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly will be here next.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Every poll says the same thing. Most likely voters are fed up with the poor job President Biden is doing. The surveys also indicate Donald Trump has a negative image as well due to personal style. Neither situation is likely to change before the primaries begin in early 2024. Mr. Biden is incompetent and Mr. Trump is polarizing in the extreme. So both political parties have a massive problem. There's no one visible enough to replace Biden, and few Democrats would challenge him anyway for fear of angering the left wing, which has Biden in its pocket. On the right, Trump remains the front runner over Governor DeSantis, and the MAGA voters are incredibly loyal. However, there are not enough of them to propel Donald Trump back into the White House, assuming he wins the primaries. Taking emotional politics out of the picture, the smart play would be for the Democrats to have Joe Biden hang it up and usher in an open primary process where a number of candidates could be evaluated. The intelligent play for Trump and DeSantis would be to agree to run together, the governor taking the vice presidential slot by agreement with Trump. However, both of those situations would require egos to be put aside. Place your bets now. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Brian, I do believe that President Biden will be the Democratic nominee. So far, he's been perfect for the far left. They're in control of the White House. He does what they tell him to do and never apologizes. It's true, the far left doesn't care if he's diminished or not, because he is in their pocket. George Luna, Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. I totally disagree with you, Bill, saying the expulsion in Tennessee was an overreaction. The reason we have nonstop attacks on our institutions is lack of consequences. All right, I respect your disagreement, but as I said yesterday, you get the same bang for the buck if you censure the three people who disrupted the Tennessee legislature rather than throwing them out. If you throw them out, it gives the other side, the radical left, a cannon to come back and shoot you. If you censure and say you do it again, then you're out. You hold the high moral ground. So that was my assessment. Joyce, I thought the Saturday Night Live Trump impersonation was spot on. They weren't trying to disrespect. They were trying to be funny. Some people objected to Jesus and Trump being mocked. You know, those people are always going to object. It was tremendous satire. Melissa P., Wichita Falls, Texas. I see Trump poll numbers all over the place. You featured some of them, Bill. Can you give me your opinion on polling at this time? Doesn't mean anything. I only use it to put stuff in context. It's important that Trump is pulled ahead of DeSantis because that, you know, that's an interesting thing, but right now, polling numbers, June, they'll start to matter. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In 1970, a third mission to the moon launched from Florida. After a massive explosion in deep space, thousands of people worked heroically to bring the astronauts home. Of course, they never made it to the moon. Here is the story of Apollo 13. The crew consisted of Commander James Lovell, Lunar Module Pilot Fred Hayes, and Command Module Pilot Jack Swigert. On April 11, 1970, the three-man team took off from Cape Canaveral without incident. 2 days later, the astronauts were performing routine maintenance operations when the main oxygen tank exploded. They were 200,000 miles from Earth. Captain Lovell's iconic statement to Mission Control, Houston, we have a problem. For the next 72 hours, Lovell huddled with his crew in the freezing spaceship. Mission Control spent this time frantically trying to create a procedure that would allow the astronauts to land safely in the Pacific Ocean and spare their lives. A new mission was developed. The team quickly converted the lunar landing module into a lifeboat. It was a rough journey home. Each crew member lost an average of 10 pounds. Hayes developed a kidney infection, but the small vessel carried the crew long enough to reach the Earth's atmosphere. The astronauts splashed safely into the Pacific Ocean near Samoa on April 17th. It was later determined that a small wiring defect led to the explosion. The design flaw occurred 2 years before the spacecraft even took off, but it was never uncovered. And here's something else you might not know. In total, the Apollo program cost taxpayers $100 billion in today's currency, but it might have been worth it. Between 1961 and 72, NASA made the following scientific advancements: athletic sneakers, firefighter suits, heart monitors, solar panels, battery-powered screwdrivers, non-stick frying pans, freeze-dried food, plastic containers, Velcro wireless headphones, even a miniature vacuum that is now known as the Dust Buster. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.